It's 1021 from the City News Traffic Desk. I'm Lillian O. Surrey Delta border, Highway 99, it is closed southbound south of the 91 until about 1:30 today. All of the southeast lanes on the 99 are off limits. This is due to a major collision that happened around 4 a.m. today. Police say a Ford sedan going in the wrong direction collided with a Mercedes. You can't get on the 99 south from the 91 all the way to King George Overpass. Take Highway 10 to King George and connect back on the 99 south as you detour. Lionsgate Bridge looking pretty wet out there. Two lanes southbound to downtown Vancouver, one northbound. Not a lot of delays right now. Vancouver, 12th Avenue, there's road work slowing folks down between Commercial and Clark Drive. It's single lane traffic. You're backed up to Glen and St. George. I would take Broadway instead. Marple, Granville Street, southbound at 70th. You lose the right lane because of weekend road work. The north end of the Granville Street Bridge to Drake, it is closed. You have to exit on the Seymour or Howe Street. North and south, New Westminster, Columbia Street closed west of McBride for the Patella Bridge replacement project until late May. Take Rural Avenue and McBride as your workaround. Traffic is for 123dentist.com. Whatever your dental needs are, 123dentist.com has the right location for you. To find yours, visit 123dentist.com/smiles4all. Checking the weather, mainly cloudy, 60% chance of showers this afternoon, tomorrow and Tuesday, a mix of sun and cloud with a 30% chance of showers, a high of 11 and a low of 6. Wednesday, sunshine on deck. It won't last, just a short break, and back to rain on Thursday. At the airport in the valley, downtown Vancouver, it's 9 degrees.
You're listening to City News. New artificial intelligence technology is popping up everywhere these days. It's the rapid pace of new AI offerings that's making Americans increasingly nervous, says a new survey from the Stevens Institute of Technology. It shows that Americans believe AI is not well regulated and that individuals, government, and businesses are more likely to misuse the new technology compared to the U.S. military, healthcare, and universities. Director of the Stevens Institute for Artificial Intelligence, Dr. Brennan Englot, says experts and researchers are a little alarmed with the rapid rollout.
It's just the pace at which all of these new capabilities are rolling out make everyone a little nervous.
He explains there's also a perceived lack of regulation. Back in Canada, there's more choice than ever for office space, but it can still be a challenge for smaller companies trying to find the right fit between a full office and co-working spaces. Two entrepreneurs in the design world have taken the novel approach of something in between, co-leasing. Ian Chalmers, principal of Pivot Design Group, says it makes a lot of sense.
I don't need an office full time. You don't need an office full time. Boardrooms, all that overhead. So the idea really clicked and felt like